This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to start this Tuesday morning with you by spending some time together in God's Word, starting our day right. And as we come to God's Word, you know, you can be certain God wants to speak to you through His Word today. You never have to wonder that. The only question is, are you listening? Are you ready to receive from God? Our theme this week is Get Up with God, and yesterday we talked about waking up God's way, saying, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Not just trying to get through the day, but seeing what you can get from the day. And today I want to say, when you get up with God, you not only need to wake up God's way, but you need to stand up. And I want to read a few verses from the book of Daniel, chapter 1. It says, "In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah," Judah was part of Israel, God's people, "that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasury of his God," his idol. "Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, the king of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and of the nobles." This was a practice of the Babylonians. They would, when they conquered a nation, they would bring some of the most able, key people in, young men, and train them to be leaders and rulers within the nation. It goes on, "They were youths in whom there was no defect, who were good-looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had ability for serving in the king's court. And he ordered him to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily ration from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank, and appointed that they should be educated 3 years, at the end of which they were to enter the king's personal service. Now among them, from the sons of Judah, were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Then the commander of the officials assigned new names to them," and it gives their new names. It says, "But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. And so he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. And God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. The commander of the officials said to Daniel, 'I am afraid of my lord the king who has appointed your food and your drink, for why should he see your faces looking more haggard than the youths who are your own age? Then you would make me forfeit my head to the king.' Daniel said to the overseer, 'Please test your servants for 10 days, and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be observed in your presence, and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food, and deal with your servants according to what you see.'" You see what Daniel did? He stood up for what he believed in, for what he knew was right. And God wants you to do that too in every day of your life. And as you enter into this day, some things may come up that you may already know are going to happen, or there may be some things that you don't know are going to happen, and your commitment to God is going to be challenged. In that moment, you need to stand up for God and for what you know is right. The fact is, if you don't stand up for what you know is right, and for the honor of God, then in your life will lose its meaning, its significance. You'll just be blown by the wind in whichever way it's going. If you want to make a difference for God in your life, learn to stand up for Him today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.